Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is December the 16th, 2020. It's Wednesday, and I don't know about the rest of you, but I don't like cold weather, and it is cold here in Kansas City again tonight. Now, I have a guest, Professor Paul. I have Chris and Elaine, and there's some good news Chris brought to me. There's good news that Paul has brought. And Paul, I want you to pick it up.
Hey, thanks, Stu. How do you possibly manage all of these narratives that are going on simultaneously? What I'm aware of is way back in 2018, Donald Trump realized that the elections were entirely corrupt. And he passed a statute or a law, I'm not sure exactly what it was, that there would be an investigation into the election. And within 45 days of the election, that report would be completed and presented, the findings would be presented. Some people think that Trump had that prescience because knowing how rigged the 2018 election was, that he put it into force for the presidential election because he knew it would be rigged. Friday is the day that the report is supposed to come out. Now, what I can also add is there is some talk that the report is going to be delayed, which I think now is the time to turn it over to you guys, because there is so much going on behind the scenes. I guess I'm to the point where I believe that Chinese military within Canada or northern United States was indeed hit, that we're already at war, and we got a revolution going. So back to you guys. What do you know? And
there is something about you talk about the Defense Intelligence Report they're supposed to have out. And
yes,
I think it was done under executive orders, probably what he
yes.
did.
Yeah, thank
but,
you.
But I got a call from an illegally disbarred attorney that sued Jeb Bush. Two U.S. attorneys were killed over the whole all the fiasco of them taking over medical supplies in the country, monopolization, stealing it from everybody, force them to do business with them only where they don't get to the hospitals anyway. He told me the same thing as you're telling me. This Defense Intelligence Report is supposed to be out Friday. Now, that can cook them and fry them. Not me, the cook job. Now, you called me, Chris, and told me what happened today. Tell everybody on the air, and I'm going to be posting the video up of the entire conference that was done today. Tell them what happened.
Well, what happened was they traced the money that was used to lock everybody out of the polling places so that the Republican electors couldn't get in, to rig the voting machines, to bring in the fake voting ballots, basically all of that stuff, well, not basically, all of it, 100% all of it was dark money, and it all came from one place. Facebook CEO Mark fucking Zuckerberg.
Now, what are they going to do? What are they saying? Now, this was a conference over an hour long or thereabouts of Sidney Powell, correct? And was this at the Justice Department or was it?
She was talking about it this morning. I don't know for sure, but I do know that she was there during one that I saw, and that guy that's supposed to be the interim attorney general that is replacing Barb, since they let Barb go. He was there. So, you know, the Justice Department is well aware of what's going on for him to be there and for Sidney Powell to be there. They know what's going on. I mean, they're not in the dark. And the other interesting thing that I found out was a guy that was in the Army with our old buddy General Flynn just happens to be a military judge that has just been brought on board.
On the General Flynn case?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Now, to me, that's where things get really interesting, because you got a military lawyer that comes on board first, and now they're bringing a military judge? Hello?
Yeah, it sounds like a tribunal is getting ready to happen to me.
Well, exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, I'll let a secret out on the air tonight. The Judiciary Committee. The Judiciary Committee. There are members who have requested a special prosecutor to be appointed, and they sent a letter to Bill Barr about 10 days ago. Be appointed for the purpose of them presenting all the evidence that the judiciary has from their investigation of the false dossiers to the illegal impeachment of Donald Trump. Now, if that got out, what they heard behind closed door hearings and all the bullshit they found, someone's getting clean clocked. They're getting the clock cleaned. Sounds like to me they'd be setting them up to maybe hang from trees or get shot. That's what treason and sedition is, an old
election.
I like that idea. I will volunteer to shoot the motherfuckers. I will, Mr. President. I volunteer. Find them guilty, and I'll go shoot them for you. Everybody can watch on national TV. I'll put one right in each eye. Then I'll shoot them in the heart. We got to put them through some pain. What?
Who knows?
Stuff I want. I want silver-coated bullets. Because these are like vampires. I used to see it in the movies, shoot them with silver bullets. I don't know, but I want that. I'm volunteering. I'm first to volunteer to be the execution squad, Mr. President Trump.
There's something. They're lizards.
They're shapeshifters, a lot of these fucks. I know that. They got the fallen angel in them. They got the fallen angel in them, possessing them. Because there's 200,000 of them registered with the National Security Agency from the alien agreement of 1952 to 2012 that was later extended. And they've got their bases, and they're all hooked up out of Bluffdale where the six floors below ground are artificial intelligence beyond computers. And there's an alien base hooked into it on the south side. It goes to Richfield, Utah. Now, I put Otis Johnson on an airplane with General Flynn in Grand Island, Nebraska, years ago, drove him up to the airport, his Cadillac, when I was working on a house up there that he had got me a contract on. Whole house deal, 5 months, make 50 grand and walk away, all material paid. Just thought I'd tell you.
Now, Paul, do you know anything about that, about our military jet that was just shot down?
I know nothing about it, Chris.
I know enough to be dangerous. Here's what I can tell you. My sources are Hal Turner and Steve Quayle. and Stephen Ben-Noon, or Stephen Ben-Noon, who runs a site called Israeli News Live. So they're confirming with each other, but I think the one you're asking about is you have an F-16 plane, and we heard about it maybe even 7-8 days ago now, and it supposedly crashed. The information I have is that it was particle beam lasered, and we have really no information beyond the initial report. And I think that the mainstream media had to report because there were so many people in Michigan aware of it, and the mainstream media, per usual, is doing disinformation, misinformation. I guess I'm of the opinion right now that we are at war. It's a shooting war, and one of our problems, of course, is I think Hal Turner is he's got a pretty good track record. I think Steve Quayle, for the most part, is accurate. I think he's been early a few times. And then Stan Johnson's another guy I want to bring into this because I want to introduce something that I've heard a couple of times. And I happen to listen to Stan Johnson about 25 minutes a day if I can. He made a claim that way back in 2015, Barry and the Pope met, I think, 9/23/2015 at 9:23 a.m. And Stan is alleging that what they did is they solidified a pact. And that pact was that effective November 3rd, when the election was finalized, of course, they were thinking it would be their person, that the Constitution would be null and void. So Stan has even said, hey, you can look it up. And I guess I haven't followed up on his claim to look it up, but Stan says, effective December 5th, there is no Constitution. We really don't have a republic, our constitutional republic. And so Stan has made a lot of interesting claims, and I toss it back to you guys because I can't bet any of this. I haven't bet a day of this.
Now, let me comment. I have a constitution. And I live in a republic, not a democracy, if we can keep it. And that's what the Second Amendment's for, to make sure we have the right to keep it. And it's us to have the balls and the guts to do it. Now, if we don't defend our own Constitution, which we haven't been doing for the past 40 years, as the New World Order was overthrowing us with these aliens, but they're the fallen angels, folks, they're not aliens. Or he said that the government calls them aliens. So he would refer to them as the aliens, but he said, I'm in agreement with you, Stu. They are the fallen angels, and they're possessing people. And he says, like Leonard Millman, he says, your ex-father-in-law, he said, whatever lived in him lived for thousands of years before it inhabited him. And he said, when he died, it moved over into Larry Mizell. Now, those are the 12 disciples of Satan, the 12 at the very top of the 200,000 who control everything. I said, well, you're telling me that the NSA, because of the alien agreement and all the other stuff, which I knew about, he knew, and knew, and Slade and so forth, the scientists that worked at Papoose Lake, Nevada, out there by Groom Lake, okay, near Groom Lake, test site. But it's Papoose Lake. They got a secret underground base, and Ed Slade was one of the U.S. scientists that went in there and worked there, and he was credited for the landing of the moon. And he's in Space Center. He says, no. He says, shaking his head like, they used anti-gravity. They used anti-gravity. And here they had me make this jet propulsion system, and I'm at the Kennedy Space Center as they're landing on the moon, and there's no dust blowing off the moon. He says, so I had to see for myself. I went out on the ship that picked up the capsule. And he said they had the damned anti-gravity on it. I said, no shit. So here's the point. Our technology is so advanced. I had asked Goldis, I said, okay, there's 200,000 of them. All the leaders of the world are possessed. He says, no, Stu. He says, how they get them? He says, not all the leaders are. He said, Daddy Bush was the only one that I'm aware of that was possessed that entered the White House in recent years. He said, the others are just pure evil except for Trump. But he told me this. He said that they are aides to presidents. They're infested in all of governments throughout the world. And that's how they're controlling the people. I said, fuck. That's the problem we have. We're dealing with fallen angels. We're dealing with fallen angel technology, invisibility. As Ed Slade made something clear back in the 1970s for him, fusing mu metal element 115, 116, 117 with the polium, which is 118, the flying saucers are made out of, so they can come back in, go in and out of atmospheres without burning up. It's the reason they glow, the saucers do, kind of yellow-orange. I've seen them. Now, he fused this together and was told by the creatures that he worked with, these fallen angels, to take it down and meet this Nordic-looking character. His name was some weird name. To meet him at the pyramid down in Mexico City. So he meets him. He says, in the summertime, he meets him about 5 o'clock. He said, the place normally would be packed, but he said, there wasn't anybody there. And he says, this guy's standing there, and he's about 7'6" tall, Nordic-looking character, and he says, you must be Ed Slade. Oh, yeah. He said, you must be Bo. Oh, yeah. And they shook hands. He said, well, did you bring me what I had requested? He says, yeah. He pulls it out of this leather bag, and he said, a size of a loaf of bread, that he had done all these things for the aliens. And so he was playing delivery man. So he hands it to him. The guy said, no, here it. He hands it back to him. Take it out there and set it down 50 yards. So he walks out there. Is that far enough? Yeah, come on back here, Ed. So he said, now look over there, Ed. I'll show you what you made me. It, all of a sudden, it turned into a flying saucer. Ed goes, oh, my God. You know, he's breaking. He said, how'd you do this? So I thought it into it. Now watch. It turns back into a loaf of bread out in the field and sand or whatever it is down there. And he says, close your eyes, Ed, and start thinking it into a flying saucer. He said, I can't do this. He says, yeah, you can, man. He says, try to do it. So he's trying to do it. He says, no, Ed, you're thinking the wrong way. Think this way instead of that way. Now think this way instead of that way. And he says, now look, open up your eyes. And it turned into a flying saucer. He says, how did you do that? He says, you thought it into it. But did you hear what I just said he was saying? He was reading his friggin' mind. He was sitting there reading Ed Slade's friggin' mind and telling him how to turn it into the saucer. Other way, he wasn't thinking. So he got a joyride into outer space and back. He said, don't ever say anything to anybody about that until after I'm dead. I said, okay, Ed, I agree to that. I used to sit and go to lunch with him every other day before I left Las Vegas for 2 weeks. He wanted to know everything I knew, and I wanted to know everything he knew. So we had a hell of a lot of sit-downs. Anyway.
Well, I want to...
The influence of the fallen angels is so prevalent on this planet, and they are infested everywhere. And here's another part of the problem. We have a corrupt total justice department, hasn't been doing their job. I mean, they found in Milman's investigation of M&L business machines, a Ross Perot setup operation to burn the crime syndicate for me in Denver. So they went after the drugs and guns. Well, they busted the Gottis and some others, but it ended up in a lap in Denver, Colorado. And it got covered up by the Justice Department. But they got an indictment against Milman. He agreed to pay a $80 million fine and didn't go to jail. Mayor Federico Pena paid $1.5 million, but he took a $2.5 million bribe from Phil Wynn, the HUD scamster I was sending to jail, who got a stay of execution, his case sealed. And 12 years later, President Clinton, day before he leaves office, gives him a presidential pardon. He paid the bribe to the former mayor of Denver, Federico Pena. He had to pay $1.5 million. Mizell paid a $10 million fine, and his attorney, Milman's attorney, Daddy Bush CIA counsel, Bill Barr's boss, Norman Brownstein, and Larry Mizell, now possessed by the fallen angel, both APAC directors paid $10 million apiece in fines, and the case was sealed under national security. That means the president of the United States can unseal that case. There were 150 federal agents, folks, 150 U.S. attorneys and agents, including federal judges, state judges, and other prosecutors of various districts all across the United States. 150 of them. Milman bribed them at approximately $1.5 million to $2 million apiece. And then they have them in control. They do what they want and the whole bit. And this is obstruction of justice to its max. The crime syndicate took over the Justice Department, and they took over the Congress and Senate. And what I do know is 6 out of 10 congressmen and senators have chips in them. They're chipped. A few of them are cloned. And the cloning base is down in Hope, Arkansas, and it's been going on since they brought the Nazis over here that were cloning during World War II and gave them freedom and their base in Hope, Arkansas. Hope, folks, 10 million of them have been cloned, according to Super Spook, National Security. I said, if they gave you military rank, what would it be? He said, 10-star general. We don't have those two. I said, yeah, I don't know, fives, backs. He goes, yep. But he was a super spook. And he spent almost $150 million over the years training this guy in everything imaginable. He was part of a think tank before his death. It was hooked up directly to NSA. And, well, 2 years before his death, he was no longer hooked up directly to it. But prior to that, he was part of a think tank that's ongoing hotspots throughout the world. And as he said, yeah, well, yeah, that's all true. Yeah, that's all true. They did torpedo an alien base underwater in the ocean. Yeah, the French did it. But he said, I sent in the USS such and such, and they torpedoed it too. And he says, I didn't even call and wake the president up. So he had that kind of authority. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Well, there is something big coming down on all of their heads. And if they think they're going to throw Donald Trump out, this New World Order crowd, all this evil, is going to throw him out of the White House on the 20th, guess what? It's called The Revolution Started, and it's going to be a bloodbath for all of them. It's time to drain the swamp. That's all I'm hearing from Americans out here. The guy who runs Oath Keepers came out the other day. Someone called me, a second person called me, and said that he was claiming that, you know, we're going to have a revolution soon, or we're going to be at war soon. We are not a civil war. This will be a revolution. Just go get them, public officials, and arrest them. Do what you want with them. Arrest them. I know one thing the United States Marine Corps taught me, Stuart. You go into a fight, hey, you don't bring back prisoners, and you don't take names. Somebody else collects the names. I'm just telling you, the word every place is January the 20th, if they think they're going to take the White House from Donald Trump, there will be a revolution, and I would suspect that probably 95% of them will probably be shot in the head by the American people. Now, there's 80 million supporters of Donald Trump. There's 150 million patriots in this country who are quite awake, more so than anybody has any idea. And they are angry. They want justice for this country. They've seen 30 and 40 years go by without any justice to the Clintons for all the murders, to the Bushes and all their murders, and all the other people that are involved in their dirty stuff.
Well, trust me. Trust me when I tell you, Stu.
People like Strzok. Oh, man, if I ever saw him, I would have temporary insanity right on the spot. I would probably be put away if I'm caught. But I would claim temporary insanity if I don't remember what happened.
Yeah. Okay, Stu, here's what we're going to do.
I said that much. Go ahead.
Let Chris talk for a bit here because we want to focus back. We don't want to be making threats. And so
I'm not making any threats.
Chris, go ahead.
Trust me when I tell you, from what I've seen the last few days, because I've been watching this very closely, and I've got two more military contacts in recent days beside the one that I have up in Dallas. And from what I've seen the last few days from different broadcasts and stuff that I've watched on the internet, the military is more than behind Trump, and they will not take any order from Joe Biden or anybody else, because them, the police, the first responders, everybody, they all voted for Trump. So when all of this crap gets ready to go down and Joe Biden says, arrest them all, they're the ones that's going to be arrested. It ain't going to be Trump.
Let us not forget that they suppressed the military vote. How can you do that? They're out there fighting for our right to vote, and then suddenly they're going to try to suppress their vote? Are you kidding me?
We got an angry public and a public standing by to see how this is all going to play out. Believe me, it's not going to be pretty.
And you got,
it's not going to be pretty for those that were involved in stealing this election and attempting to overthrow this election. It's not going to be pretty for them, no matter how it's done. Whether it's done with Sidney Powell, it's done with the military, or it's done with the American people. It is going to happen. It's going to happen real soon. We're going to see by January the 20th, that's going to be the trigger date, in my opinion.
And then you got the fact that now all of these states are wanting their Republican electors to come in and certify their votes. Well, hell, that's gonna put all of this stuff back in Donald Trump's favor.
Well, of course it will. As soon as they certify the votes, they committed election fraud, voter fraud. They committed treason and sedition. I think it's still on the books, as far as I know. Military tribunal. If you get charged treason, sedition, you either get shot or hung. And as I said, I'm volunteering, Mr. President. I want to be first in line to shoot him, but I want a silver bullet. I want my magazine to be filled with silver bullets.
And your willingness to, but we want to keep focused on some of the cross currents of information. For instance, Trump had his first cabinet meeting today in 6 months. And noticeably absent were some of the positions, namely CIA director. And it even seemed that the Department of Justice may not have been represented. That was reported on mainstream media. So
that fits in with everything that we're all hearing. What Chris is hearing from his general buddy, what I'm hearing from spooks, what I'm hearing from different attorneys, should we say, what I'm hearing from different people I've had connections with for a long time. But what you're hearing, Paul, and what you're studying, and Paul, you've been awake for, what, 40 years or something? I mean, I know what you're thinking. 48
years.
48 years. Yeah, and I've been awake for about 38 years. And a whistleblower 38. That's what woke me up. Quit stopping.
None of us, I don't think any of us chose this particular plan, but I think we all know that we were born for a time such as this. And that's a big thread that we always got to keep out in front of us. Chris, what else do you know from today? There was a Senate committee hearing on the election, and you got the senator from Wisconsin and the senator from Michigan, and of course the senator of Michigan.
Well, I do know from watching that Senate hearing that the Democrats wanted to sweep it under the rug, and Rand Paul Rand Paul said, oh, no, 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 we're not sweeping this under the rug. He said, anytime you've got dark money coming from Zuckerberg financing Dominion voting machines, he said, that kind of stuff cannot be swept under the rug. The American people won't stand for it.
Now, I've got a guest I'm going to be bringing on as soon as I get a hold of him. He's got a movement going, and they're out of Arizona, and they're part of the delegates, et cetera. Anyway, they've got four states already going after it. I'm going to try to give them as much airtime as I can. The delegates, they can call for a recount in their own states, and it's only been done in three presidential elections. So I thought I'd bring him on to give us all an instruction on how to inform our public officials, those delegates, which you can find in your own state, and inform them to get aboard. Now, I'll be having them on, so I'll be pushing in that direction to try to get this thing done. They can do it a certain period of time. Now, second is that everybody needs to keep on tune with these shots. This coronavirus shot. They're hitting all the people in the medical profession and trying to get the old ladies and old men in the nursing homes. And that's strictly a volunteer shot. But so many people do not know it's the mark of the beast, which is in the book of Revelations. Paul, have you got your Bible handy where you can quote the scripture in there?
I've got two Bibles. I've got a box. I got a King James and a Living Bible. And from Revelation, you want the mark of the beast, right?
Yep. So anyway, it's in the shot, folks. It's in this vaccination. And then they got the second part, dose of it they want you to take, which has the DNA changer in it. Now, one nurse explained it to me and the molecules and all the other stuff that's into this stuff that I don't even understand. She explained it is going to break down your immune system, and you will die within 36 months from the time you get the second dose. So we got the mark of the beast, and what happens? Two-thirds of mankind die during this period of time, the Great Tribulation? Is that the way they're going to get rid of them? They die from their immune systems being eaten up? People better start passing this along and let people know it. Did you find the scripture there, Paul?
I just turned on the light, and I've got my Bible
problem.
Now.
I think around Revelation 12, and from that point on, I think is where it starts in that area. I just don't have my Bible handy, but
don't think it's 12.
We don't here while you're finding it. We don't want to take the vaccination, folks. Period. In the Bible, it says you take the mark of the beast. Hey. You're not coming to heaven with God. Now, part of this is during the Great Tribulation, and we're in it. I guarantee you. I've waited and heard all this stuff from all these Christians over the years that this is happening and that's happened. Well, no. We have everything in play right now. Everything. Now, Otis Johnson told me, because he knew about space-time, he knew about it all. And I asked him, I said, and he knew about heart, and he knew about the CERN and all that. He says they have looked in space time still, and he says they have we have some asteroids coming to planet Earth. He says it's beginning to happen, and it was a couple of them here back that got close, and they put the saucer out there and they put little rockets on it, so they moved out of orbit and went between us and the moon. Now they've intentionally moved the moon as well with a rocket that hit it a few years back. 10, 12 years ago, or no, wait a minute, it was when was it? Probably around 2:10, 2:08, they hit it, and it moved it. And they did that, and the moon doesn't shine the way it used to shine. Now, stars and moonlight in the Bible, basically, you won't be seeing it too much. We're going that direction. And I asked Otis, I said, well, what's coming at us if they're saying that? And he said, well, that's what I'm telling you. He said, sometime between 2022 in 2025, and they figured it'd be around 2025, there is a planet that if it hits Earth, which they estimate it will, we will become a fireball. Now, is that God's final judgment for planet Earth? And then he takes his people, he promises these people they would be in his army, okay? Obviously, we're all in his army, those that are praying, and it's serious right now. Now, you mentioned about a ray hitting an airplane. People are reporting. I'd ask this question because I know a few things. Could it be that the military, because we have 150 saucers out there in the Air Force Base north of Las Vegas Park, always flying around, you think there could have been a little alien problem that we had? And the U.S. military says, no, we're not going to play this game. I heard there might have been a little battle going on because they've been having some battle war with the South Pole with the aliens. So, I don't know. That's just food for thought. Paul, did you find that scripture?
I did. And you weren't far off. You were really close. It's chapter 13, verse 16. But I want to start with 14, Revelation 13:14. I'm going to read from the King James just because that's the closest to my lamp. And he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had the power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and rich, small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of man, and his number is 666. And just came to my mind, maybe some people have chemistry backgrounds or know a little chemistry or would like to know some about chemistry. We are primarily carbon-based. This earth is carbon. And carbon in the periodic table is six electrons, six protons, and six neutrons. And I don't think that can be a coincidence. And then I want to go back to your information on the fallen ones, the watchers, the Nephilim, I Cosmocrators, the Archons. There's many names we could use, whether it's Greek or Hebrew. But the point I wanted to make about them is they are here, and they're down in the inner earth. They're in South America, and they're above us too. And the real question is, when will they reveal themselves? And I think their plan is to reveal themselves and announce that they created us. And I think that Donald Trump is aware, and there is a space force. And as a matter of fact, a bunch of countries are part of this space consortium. And so I think when you get into who exactly got torched or shot down or who got bombed, I think you may be onto something, Stu, when you suggest, hey, maybe it wasn't Chinese there. Maybe it was something entirely else. And the problem, of course, that we have right now is we are living in very busy times, very formidable times, but for us, very exciting times. And I think we've got to wrap the show up. Chris, can you kind of...
Before you go to that real quick, I want to add something, because all this Chinese stuff, okay, trust. I did it in the last couple of shows, but all the trusts were delivered Chinese trusts, which controls so much of America's businesses. These trusts were delivered by Patrick Fong of Worthington Bank, Little Rock, Arkansas, the Lippo Group, who's involved in this election fraud. Who is the Chinese Red Army boys. They were bringing China White heroin, I think they called it, into Arkansas and get delivered to the Clintons, who was part of the Iran-Contra and who was laundering their money through M&L in Denver. And $2.5 billion that Hillary said she never, when she entered the White House, they were broke. Bullshit. $2.5 billion. Now they got to keep it. Here's the point. It was all part of Iran-Contra, all part of what Bill Barr was involved in, all part of what Daddy Bush was involved with, and all the Bushes. And it's part of their New World Order game. But what they were doing is passing those trusts up to Norman Braunstein, who would register the trusts, and then they created corporations underneath these trusts, which were a lot like Onks Acceptance Company, Onks Trust, Onks Acceptance, which was nothing but drug money proffered up to company, delivers loans to 50% of all used car and new car dealers. They finance them. Now, that's the way a lot of this money has gone, the stock market, every place. They control the economy of the United States. 12 men, 400 goons underneath them, 400 of them total, control 95% of the U.S. economy. Nobody has anything. They've robbed and looted the place, stole everybody's pension funds, all the whole bit, keep repeatedly doing it. Now, they're in control of the pension funds as well. Mizell's control of the half of them, and the other half, Larry Mizell controls. And these are Jews that want to usher in the Antichrist. These are Jews who are fallen angel-possessed, one of them for sure. And I don't doubt that probably by now Braunstein has been also. His bodies died, and they move them around. There's 200,000 of them. The only way we're going to stop, here was my point. Everybody talks about Chinese and invasion real quick and all this other. It plays no equation that I can see other than maybe prophecy. Couple prophets, and you're aware. But here's the point. The Chinese, where we have to be very alert of, is not so much an invasion from the outside. But I was locked up in prison. I tried to, and I had a brain fart, forgot to mention it, Paul. I was locked up with Smith of Evergreen Airlines, the CIA's company, their airlines. And they were hauling drugs and guns, all the whole bit. He had shipping containers, these big containers you find on the big flat cars, on railroad cars. It says Evergreen. They use it for guns and drugs. Still shipping the crap all over the country. The President of the United States needs to know this and his new Justice Department. But here's what Evergreen Smith told me in secret. And I was locked up in El Reno, Oklahoma, being transferred up to Denver from being arrested in Houston on fake charges. And I'm in jail with him, John Gotti's brother, all kinds of people were in this, El Reno, Oklahoma. And a whole bunch of them started unloading on me when they knew I had caused these congressional investigations. And I had press. Oh, they wanted to get hooked up with the press. So I hooked up a ton of people up. Smith told me in secret about his containers. I said, well, they got drugs and stuff stored in. He said, Stu, I'll tell you what Bush's did, how treasonous it is. I said, well, what was it? He says he had sold Patrick Fong, the Chinese, sold him the secrets how to build a robots that look human. I said, no shit. When did you do that? He says, oh, man, that was way back. He said, early on. In his vice presidency or before. I said, no shit. He says, yeah, because DuPont didn't really start building them until when? Around 1989, he says. And Otis confirmed this. But here was the deal. He told me they put 100,000 robots that they had made inside these Evergreen containers, and they're parked along the southern border, most of them. They planted a few in different cities. And they could compact so many robots standing up in there in those containers. And they take the satellite, or they take one of their agents on the ground, and they open the door, and they activate them all. And the robots can't be killed. They're made of mu metal. And they're made of a shield. The only thing that will kill them is an armor-piercing bullet to the head. The second bullet that will kill them is a 50 caliber in the head. Now, most people don't have armored piercing bullets, but God Almighty, we have 50 calibers in America. So you guys with the 50 calibers, or your buddies that got one, but they don't hear this broadcast, you be prepared to borrow to you see one of these 7 foot, 6 inch Chinamen running around shooting everybody. If we ever invaded, that's where it's at. And the President of the United States needs to seize all of these evergreen containers in America by the military immediately.
That's an amazing story. Chris, go ahead.
And, you know, coincidentally, you know, whose name given to her by the CIA was evergreen? Hillary Rodham Clinton. I mean, for those people who don't know, that was how you contacted her, was you call the CIA and you asked to talk to Evergreen, and they would connect you to Hillary Clinton. And coincidentally, Stu, you wanted some more connections to China, and you wanted some more push buttons, if you will, as far as the China connection in this election. I'll give you a huge one right now.
Go ahead.
Guess who gets on television this afternoon and congratulates Joe Biden as president? Fucking Mitch McConnell.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the traitor. He's
now.
This guy, go ahead with the Chinese connection. Yeah, you're reminding me.
Who is he married to? His wife is a Chinese billionaire national who just happens to have huge stock in Dominion and that other company that's been stealing our elections. And I just found out this afternoon that one Mitch McConnell made about $200 million from the Chinese government over the last few years. He's the first son of a gun we need to get rid of.
There's a fucking Chinese connection. And he's been selling the secrets then to the Chinese, and it keeps coming back to the Lippo Group, Worthington Bank, Little Rock, Arkansas, and the Chinese Red Army and their intelligence, Patrick Fong. And he was the one that Ambrose Pritchard wrote the book about the Lincoln bedroom in the White House scandal during the Clinton years, where they were selling secrets to China in exchange for money. Anyway.
Now, we know that according to the book of Revelation, and Paul, you just read from it, and coincidentally, you read quite a few scriptures back, which was a good thing, because according to the book of Revelation, and this is probably a good thing, the Antichrist is the one that causes everyone to have to take the mark of the beast, and they have to worship him. Now, that means, if you really know your Bible, that these people who take it have to be well aware of what they're doing and have to be willing to do it, because God never holds anybody responsible for doing something in ignorance. And the only way you would ever be guilty of that is if you did it willingly.
And knowingly.
So, and knowingly. So therefore, we have to ask ourselves if we're not getting just a little bit ahead of ourselves on that. Because, you know, when the Antichrist reveals himself, he's gonna wanna be worshiped, and at that point every believer at that point is gonna have a decision to make, and it's gonna be, are you gonna worship the Antichrist and take his mark? Or are you going to go without food and without being able to buy or sell anything and possibly take a chance on getting your head cut off for not worshiping the Antichrist or the image of the beast?
We would have to all
ban. You know, so let's not get, you know, too far ahead. Now, I'm not saying that this COVID-19 shot is not going to fuck you up. I'm not saying that at all. But as far as that being the mark of the beast, you have to know that that's what that is and be willing to take that in order to be responsible for it. And there's millions of people that are not even going to know what they're doing. So God,
So God, you're saying, because knowingly that they could be forgiven, but we're going to have here's the other flip side of it, Chris. The DNA changer. The nurses are saying it's set up to kill you in 36 months.
Yeah. Now that part of it, that goes back to what I'm saying. I'm not saying
the mankind dies.
I'm not saying that we shouldn't be concerned about this. I'm just saying that it's not going to condemn somebody to hell if they take it. I'm
okay,
not saying it's not.
Yeah, I understand that.
Let me just interject here for a minute.
Second, Paul. All I was trying to do is make a point that if people take it, is that possibly 2/3 of mankind dies? This could be a huge block of them dead. Go ahead, Paul.
There's a whole lot in throughout the Bible. I mean, prophecy starts in Genesis 3, and then you get to Revelation 22, and you know you're into the next 1,000 years. But here's a point I want to make to support both you guys. In the Bible, we learn first that there are 7 seals. And beyond the 7 seals, there are 7 trumpets. And then finally, 7 vials or 7 bowls. Now, there are a lot of people who claim to be prophecy experts. Prophecy, by the way, means first truth. We always think of it as future events, but it has to be true first. And that's what prophecy means initially, is it's got to be true. So you have many people who consider themselves to be authorities, and many of them teach that these are linear. For instance, that the seals precede the trumpets, and then the bowls or the vials follow the trumpets. That is not my interpretation. I've done a lot of studying myself, but I'm not going to claim to be a reliable source. I think that everyone's got to do their own research. But I do want to support what you're saying, Stu. There are a bunch of seals, and during those seals, you've got the white horse, you got the red horse, black horse, and a lot of people die, and there are certain events. And when you get into the Greek, you get a lot of words that we use, like the plague, and it's kind of hard to know exactly how far along we are in this so-called plague, this COVID deal. And what I'm suggesting is you could be partly right, that it is one of the seals. It is one of the seals related to the plague that causes death. Now, some would say that's the pale green horse. I don't want to attach my interpretation to the pale green horse. It could be, red horse is slaughter, green horse is pestilence, famine, war. It's a cascading, and that's why I don't linear. But anyway, I just want to point out that there are some prophetic signs that this vaccine could fulfill. So I'm not saying that it is the forehead or the right hand, but I am saying that it certainly could fit into the seals.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You make a good point, Chris.
As far as the pandemic itself goes, I question that for one, because I know for a fact, as a matter of fact, from some stuff that I got to bring up on this program real quick.
We got about 3-4 minutes, about 3 minutes we need to do it.
I know for a fact that if this was a real pandemic and it was as deadly as they say it is, all those people that are homeless out there in California, they'd be laying dead in the street, because I guarantee you they got compromised immune systems. They'd already be dead. And so
we're going to go past the hour. We'll do another 10 minutes. I want you to bring up, you were in the hospital recently. You finished what's done, but you reminded
me. Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to bring up.
Okay. What the nurses told you.
Without
mentioning their names or any of that.
I had a nurse who was an RN as well as a druggist who knew me from a pharmacy where I went to go pick up my prescriptions. Both of them tell me that they knew that all the numbers had been faked, because they themselves had been told to keep their mouth shut, and especially the nurse at the hospital, she said, I saw them do it. She said, I've seen them do it. I know they do it. And she said, it's wrong. She said, we've had people come in here and die as a motorcycle accident or having a heart attack, and they give them a COVID test, after they're dead, and say that they die of COVID so they can collect the money.
There you go, Chris. You said it all. You got any last words?
It's just to keep all of these businesses locked down and drive the country into bankruptcy so they can bring in their new monetary system that they want to bring in so bad and give us all a paycheck to live on every month so we all stay strapped in poverty. That's what this is all about.
The New World Order, as Daddy Bush used to call it. By the way, the government, folks, is not called the shadow government, but they call it, the shadow, what do they call it now? What's that phrase they're using about the hidden government, what do they call it?
Okay. You're right, there is another one. Somebody actually got on television this afternoon and said that, in no uncertain terms, actually said Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, and Twitter are the shadow government, because they control what everybody thinks, what everybody hears, what everybody sees. Them and Google and Twitter and Facebook are the shadow government.
Al Martin was the one that brought my attention to that phrase, because he said that's what we were. We were shadow government. And he was the Iran-Contra whistleblower. He was in meetings with Ollie North and other people right there in Miami, including Jeb Bush, at the old FBI building downtown every Thursday night, talking about their drugs and guns and what they made and how much they're shipping and a whole bit. Anyway, all part of Iran-Contra, but he was one of 1,800 accountants. Of 50,000 people were involved in Iran-Contra. They said, I didn't know that. That's a lot of chattel government.
And the accountants, they know a lot. And that was what Milman was. That was what Bugsy Siegel was. That's what Al Martin's training was in. And, man, they know the numbers. We got to wind it up, guys. So
I want to take it to prayer, Paul and Chris, both of you.
Okay.
We got to pray for this nation, folks. And be praying for yourself. And you know, you brought to my attention the other day that kind of stuck. Blaine, talking about you got to forgive others before you get really forgiven yourself.
Yeah, I was the one that brought that to your attention, Stu, because I was talking to you about the fact that, you know, you have to forgive your daughter and your ex-in-law, you know, as much as they hurt you, you know.
No, Chris, I did ask God to forgive, you know, forgive my ex, witch doctor, for what she had done. Yes.
Yeah.
So I have done that, and that was years ago, actually back around 1997. Okay? It was after I got baptized for about the third time.
I'm working.
What I have is what I have for what they've done to the country. And people haven't been brought to justice because there's two sets of books. One's for the criminals, them themselves, and their families. And the other is for,
you know,
money with the judicial system anymore. And there are people that need to be locked up, yes, rehabilitated, yes, and all that. But there's a lot of people that are in jail for illegal stuff they didn't do. And that needs to be looked at. Our country needs a cleanup. It needs a total cleanup. With that said, Paul, would you take this to prayer, please?
Okay. Yes. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for Chris. Thank you for Elaine. Thank you for Stu. Thank you for everyone that listens to this. We ask for your blessing and for a hedge of protection from any power, any entity that would come against us for speaking what we believe to be the truth. We also ask for your mercy for all of us and for your wisdom so that we know what we should be doing and we know what our roles are as things continue to escalate. We know that you've put America on trial, and we know that in the audience, all of us, we have health issues. We have financial issues. We have family issues. We have so much that we need you for, and we know that you want to help us out. But more than you wanting to help us out, the question is, it's not do we know you, it's do you know us? We know that in the gospel that it says that, and by the way, the gospel, we know it's the good news. It's our only hope. That is where our salvation is. That is what we need to be, because this world is going to fade away, but we have rules to play before it does. And so we ask that you show us how to strive, how to knock, seek, find, serve. We ask that you help all of us, those that are listening, those that will listen, and everybody that we reach, that you put it in their hearts to know you and to know how to seek forgiveness, to forgive others, to seek reconciliation with you, and to worship you as the King of Kings, the Holy of the Holiest. In Jesus' name, amen.
Chris?
Father God, I lift up everyone here right now. I lift up everyone within the sound of my voice, and I ask that everyone here be covered with your precious blood, and that everyone here, as Paul said, it's not important, you know, if we know who you are. It's whether or not you say, well done, thy good and faithful servant, or do you say, depart from me, for I never knew you. That's what's important is, you know, do you know us? And Lord, your word says that a tree is known by its fruit. Now, I've been asking myself every day, do I exhibit the love of Christ and the things that Christ would have me exhibit, or do I let the things that I'm going through down here and the things that I'm dealing with turn me into something that God doesn't want me to be? And I'm sorry to say that as of lately, I've had to repent for a whole lot of that, because it's been a whole lot more of that going on lately than what should be going on because of everything that I've been going through. But you see, folks, that's where God's grace comes in, because, you know, there's some very wise people that I talk to all the time that constantly remind me that, you know, God knows what you're going through, folks. And as long as you do something and ask for forgiveness, his word says that if you ask him for forgiveness, he's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So that means at that point, once you've been cleansed from all unrighteousness, when he looks at you, he sees you through the eyes of his only son, who is totally and completely righteous. And since we've been washed in his blood, until we do something again and have to ask him for forgiveness again, that's the way he sees us at that point, totally and completely righteous. And where we've been missing it is we haven't really walked within that righteousness, because the Bible says that we are to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils, and do all these things. But, you know, I find myself every day, as most people do, just struggling with my own faith to try to get my own body healed. And the other thing that I find myself struggling with, folks, and I'm sure most of you do out there, Paul said, the things that I don't want to do, I find myself doing. And those things that I do want to do, those things I don't do. And that's what I find myself doing every day. Now, my point to that is this. If Paul said that about himself, and he wrote the majority of the New Testament, what does that say about the rest of us and where we all stand? And, you know, the Bible says that God, you know, plays no favors. He looks at one of us just like he does the other one. So that puts us in the same light and the same vein of forgiveness that Paul was in for what he was going through and what he was dealing with. And all we have to do is appropriate it, folks, and learn to walk in God's grace, and we can have everything that God has promised us. And that right now is what we need more than anything else, because we need God's power. We need the health. We need the wealth so that we have the money to help poor people and one another and those people who need it, and money to go forth and spread the gospel. And the gospel says the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. And it's about time that we lay our hands on that so we can get it and start using it to start spreading the gospel. But God's not going to give us any more than we can handle. So for us to be able to handle that, we've got to stay in the Word, stay close to God, and start walking righteously and be good stewards with what we have so we can open the door to receive even more, and then go out and use what he gives us to get people into the kingdom. That's what's important right now, because we are running out of time. We're running very, very short on time, but God's word does say, in the last days, he will pour his spirit out on all flesh. And this is what I'm believing him for right now. And this is why I know that we're not quite there yet, because he hasn't poured his spirit out on all flesh as of yet. And I know that before this country is over and done with, we are going to see the greatest revival in our lifetime and see more people come to God than we've ever seen in our entire life since any of us have been on this planet. I believe it with all my heart, and I know that it's what God wants, and I see it every day. I see more and more and more people wising up and coming to God.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. And I say in the name of Jesus, forgive my enemies for anything they've ever done to me. I ask for you to forgive them, but I ask you also to bring them to salvation. And I ask for forgiveness of my own sins. Father, I'm asking for favor. I want warned angels to go against the enemy. You have sent warned angels out after the enemy. You have shown Chris, myself, and others what is happening, where we've prayed. Things, as you said when you were here, you raised the dead, you did all these miracles. You said, we can do more than you did.
Greater things, because once we're united in agreement on these things that we have the power to conquer in Christ Jesus, then we will.
And two or more come together in prayer, he's in your midst. That said, Father, go ahead.
And I've learned the hard way that if I don't stay under the power of God daily, then we're going to get attacked by these different things, demons, fallen angels, and those things that they have planned against us, but we have the power against that in Christ Jesus.
I would say in the name of Jesus, send your warning angels out to Washington, D.C. I want to see, Father, the swamp completely drained. I want your justice be at hand, Father. I ask for you, Father, to bring them all to justice once and for all. I ask in your holy name, and I ask you to pour the blood of Jesus Christ all over this country, all over this planet. And I ask in your holy name, Father, in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, Father, I ask it to be done. Amen.
Okay.
With that said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Thank you, Chris, Elaine. Thank you, Paul. Have a good evening.
Take care. God bless.
God bless.
God bless y'all.
Have a good one, folks.